You've got a question, go to the person who can answer it for you.
Solid call.
So we've invited into studio right now, and joining us is Mark Weech. He is Mark Weech of Weech Financial, and he is a CPA himself. And Mark, we appreciate you being in here this morning.
Thanks for the invitation.
So nuts and bolts of this tax bill. We want to know how this is going to impact the average listener. So let's just start at a very high level, and then we'll work ourselves down.
Got it.
From somebody who studies this and does this for a living and has been living and breathing what both the House and Senate has been doing, what is your initial blush for this bill? Good, bad, who's it going to impact?
Well, you mentioned the average taxpayer, so there's a definition is required there, but so that was starting at that point. So each taxpayer will be obviously affected differently by this, depending on their circumstances and how the elements of this new law or soon to be law would affect them, right? There are some big items of change here in this, and one of them is the lower tax brackets,
okay,
lower rates within each bracket. That will affect everyone, right? Anyone who pays taxes or has any tax liability is going to go down because the tax rates are going down.
Okay. So the tax rates are going down, which then means I'm going to have more money in my pocket?
Theoretically, but this bill, soon to be law, giveth and it taketh away.
Ooh.
Right? Okay. So there's that's what I'm saying. Each taxpayer will be affected a little bit differently. Each of us is going to lose the personal exemption deduction, which was $4,050 per person.
Okay, so we lose that. We
entirely.
Lose about $4,000 in an exemption.
I lose $4,000.
In deduction.
Right off the bat.
Per person. Right?
Okay.
Per person. So everybody's losing that. At the same time, they're raising the standard deduction. So everyone in the past has been able to take the standard deduction or the itemized deduction, depending on which is higher. And so the standard deduction is getting doubled, essentially.
Okay.
For single, head of household, married, filing, joint, all statuses. Said I, are being doubled. Trying to remember from English class on that one.
Yeah.
But so that's a positive.
Why is that a positive?
Well, that's another deduction that you get to claim against your income before you figure your taxes. So we talked about the lower tax rates. Those only come into play after you've taken all the deductions you have available. Personal exemptions was a deduction that's going away, but the standard deduction is doubling. That will help a lot of people who weren't itemizing before.
All right. So if you've got some tax questions out there, because
ooh,
while, you know what, again, taxes, my eyes even glaze over with all of this.
Come on. This is exciting stuff.
Oh, sure it is, Mark. Sure it is. But you know what? It's something that we have to be educated about and we have to know about.
Well,
because
it impacts every single person,
you.
Right?
So if you got that question, give us a call, 602-200-2733. We'll see if maybe Mark can help you out with it.
So I realize, again, that every individual, like there's no two of us whose taxes look the same. That would be too easy. One of the things that was promised is that this would be a simpler a tax system reform. Well, you're laughing already. I was going to say.
Anything coming from the government that says simplification or affordable.
You should immediately hold on to your wallet.
That's right.
Because I don't see this as being demonstratively simpler tax. Like, put it this way, I don't understand it any more today than I understand it before. So they didn't simplify it to Bruce level. Again, we're talking to Mark Weech with Weech Financial, our CPA. Is this simpler?
The promise of a postcard or a little postcard.
Call a 3x5 card, right?
Not going to happen,
no.
Right? Okay, that's probably never going to happen. I don't know. But one other benefit of this new tax law is the child tax credit. That's a huge one for those who have children 16 years of age or younger. That's doubling from $1,000 to $2,000 per child.
That was what Marco Rubio was fighting for, correct?
Well, he was fighting for the refundable portion of it.
Okay.
Meaning, if you have tax liability of X amount and you have these child tax credits kick in, that reduces dollar for dollar what you owe. Now, if you don't have tax liability enough to use all that, you get some of it back anyway.
Okay.
So refundable. So he was fighting for that to be $1,400 of the $2,000.
Gotcha. Okay, yep. So you get more of that back.
Correct.
I'm gonna tweet this out, Pamela. The Washington Post has one of those things where you type in what state you live in, single, how much you make, how much you itemize, and it tells you how this impacts you.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? And for the reality is, looking at the chart, again, the vast number of people will see some form of benefit. I think, and I hope this is fair to say, I think the benefits might be slightly overstated in an effort to sell it to people.
Well, if you've got those questions, you can check out the link that Bruce is going to tweet out at Bruce and Pamela. And you can also give us a call at 602-200-2733 because I still have some more questions for Mark Weech of Weech Financial. So why don't we keep him around here after the headlines here.
Sounds like a deal. The lead brought to you by Carol Royce, leader in Arizona real estate. We'll get your home sold guaranteed. We'll buy it for cash. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. How does the new tax bill, tax law, impact you in the real world?
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
I see what DJ Tommy did right there. Yeah. Who doesn't love money?
Money!
Just wonderful. The tax bill set to be voted on again in the House in the next hour or so, and then expected to be signed by President Trump sometime in the next day or two, going into law. And we're trying to understand exactly how it impacts you. Joining us in studio right now is Mark Weech with Weech Financial. He is a certified public accountant. I'm led to believe those are called CPAs
in the real world.
Thank you very much.
I know you don't know much about money and taxes, but at least you got that
one. That part down. And we're getting people already with their individual questions. I did tweet out that what do you want to call it? What is that when you can type in your numbers? And the Washington Post did a thing of, will your taxes go up or down under the new tax bill?
Well, you know what? We're trying to answer your questions as we're trying to figure it out here as well on our show. So folks are giving us a call right now, 602-200-2733. We're doing our best to answer your tax questions. Rather, we're not going to answer them. No. Mark Weech, the CPA, is going to answer them. So you ready for one here, Mark?
Sure.
All right, let's take a listen.
Hello, my name is James. I live in Youngstown, Arizona. My question is me and my wife, we have a combined income of about $80,000, $85,000. My question is well, how's it going to benefit me with the amount of income and having four children under the age of 18?
Mm. So the first assumption I'll make there is that they're W-2 wage earners as opposed to owning their own business. That would change things a bit. Okay. So if we assume that to be the case, with four children 16 years of age or younger, they're going to get the full $2,000 per child credit on their tax return.
Okay.
And assuming they have tax liability sufficient to wipe out with those credits, mm-hmm. they'll get that full $8,000.
Wow.
However, if they don't have that much tax liability based on his income level, he may not. And if so, they will get at least $1,400 per child refundable. So they'll get it back regardless one way or the other, whether they had tax liability to wipe out or not.
How and I don't even know if this is a CPA question or a political question. How soon should people expect to see some sort of change? I mean, is this going to be something you see in your biweekly paycheck? Is this going to be something you only see on April 15th when you file your taxes? Like, when will, because I think there's many people out there going, I don't understand all this. When do I get, quote unquote, my money?
So the tax law changes January 1st, right, of 2018.
Got it.
The return we're going to be preparing here shortly in early next year does not affected by this whatsoever. Okay, the 2017 returns, keep that in mind. It's still the old law.
Well, that's going to be a little bit of it. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But we're gonna be speaking with our clients about the 2018 changes and how it'll affect them. Now, to answer your question, it's a mystery yet how the W-4 form, which is what everybody fills out when they take a job as an employee, you fill out, that's going to change dramatically because of these new laws. We haven't seen that form, and who knows how soon we'll see that
form, but they
should have it out in the next 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully. So that employees can fill out a new W-4, and it will be a different format than it is right now, I'm sure.
More paperwork, yay!
But to answer your question, once you fill that out and it takes effect, that's when you theoretically could see more money in your take-home pay.
Mark Weech of Weech Financial joining us here in studio. And Mark, I heard a cut this morning because last night the Senate was debating this on the floor of the Senate, and they passed it in the wee hours of this morning. And there was a particular thing that Democrat Chuck Schumer said that caught my attention.
Ooh.
And I want to get your reaction to it because I realize that there are, like, you know, political sides to this, and then there are the facts of what's going to happen. So take a listen to what Senator Schumer had to say.
145 million middle-class families earning under $200,000 will get either tax hikes or a tax cut of less than $100. 83% of the middle class will either pay more in taxes or get little but crumbs. Is that what you intended?
So I heard that and I was like, wow, really? 83% are going to be paying more? As somebody who studies this and does this for a living, your reaction to what Senator Schumer had to say?
Sound like he was speaking of, quote unquote, the middle class. I mean, he was.
Which is everybody. When you're a politician, right, you speak to
exactly,
everybody.
Right. Because that's where you get your votes, right? And not to be political one side or the other, I'm not sure where those numbers are coming from. 83% of the middle class, and he mentioned 200,000 or less. I'm not seeing that in the numbers, the preliminary law details that I've been researching. I don't see how 83% would get a nothing or a hike.
One last real quick question for you. I saw we got this call on the open mic line. We're not going to be able to play it, but I want to get your answer. We have heard President Trump say that this tax plan is actually going to hurt me and people like me. The GOP tax plan will hurt the wealthy. On first, what is your reaction to
that? Not sure I agree with that either, because the higher end earners are going to get a benefit from this, obviously, for their highest rates going from 39.6 down to 37. So I can't see how I can justify what he said either.
All right. Very good.
Well, I mean, and there is a he's not making the point. This is me. If you're the one paying taxes, any cut in taxes means you benefit more than someone who doesn't pay tax. Like, there's just a math issue in there to begin with. So I understand how that is spun like that.
Yeah.